Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And, oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two, which is amazing. Where did hour number one even go? But we're hour number two on a thankful Thursday, and glad you guys are with us. Listen, we're going right to the phones again. Just an amazing lineup today. Just had a great conversation with Congressman Gary Palmer moments ago, and we are now headed to the phones to talk to Alabama's Attorney General, Steve Marshall. Steve Marshall has been a longtime public servant for the state of Alabama, first as a prosecutor, as a district attorney for Marshall County in Northeast Alabama, and then now for the last, 7 years as the Attorney General to the state of Alabama. And he's on the line right now. Mr. Attorney General, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. So, hey, you short me a year and a half.
Oh, that's right.
8.5 years. I'll be the longest serving attorney general in modern history. So very blessed. Hey, I do have to ask, have you converted any of your CNN panelists to the way of seeing things the right way?
None of them yet. I mean, I have had some great tag team with Scott Jennings and a couple others, but for the most part, the Anna Kasparians and you know, the others that are on the show with me are just like entrenched in their liberalism.
Well, you know, there's an old saying that facts are stubborn things. So at some point in time, you're going to commit them to the truth. But hey, I appreciate you taking on those battles. That's great.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Listen, by the way, I also appreciate the fact that you are on the line. I know you're making your rounds around 67 counties, and you're in one of the more rural areas of Alabama right now. I'm glad we have signal connectivity. Where are you right now?
So we're in Monroe County, which, you know, actually is where my daddy's family's from, and in Monroeville right now, and going to have a chance to speak to a Republican event tonight, and so excited about opportunity to see my aunt and cousins that'll be in the audience. But yeah, we've been, gosh, I think 7 counties in 2 days. We'll be in 9 counties over the course of just the 4 days that were non-holidays this week. But it's great. I mean, you get a chance to be able to see Alabama, be able to talk to folks and hear their stories and let them share with you what they see as a vision for who needs to serve for them and United States Senate in the next election.
Well, listen, you've done it before, but 67 counties as an attorney general, you had to. But I ran a 4-county state senate race, and there were times when that was exhausting. And you're out there running and gunning. How's the campaign going?
It's going great. Yeah, I laughed. I told my wife it was a week that went by that I didn't see her vertical. I always saw her in the bed when I left and in the bed when I got home. But yeah, we feel really good. You know, we announced the 50 sheriffs and DAs across the state that have endorsed us. You know, we got a great finance team that we announced with business leaders across the state, and excited about what we're going to continue to be able to do. But hey, it's a good start. Excited about what we're going to have a chance to be able to share. But it's a treat to get a chance to just sit in front and drink a cup of coffee with the citizens of Alabama and really talk about what a great state we have.
Well, that's good. You know what? As you're speaking, it occurred to me, I didn't even say, which I should, you're now a candidate for the U.S. Senate position being vacated by Tommy Tuberville. So now that I've said that, I think everybody already knew it, but I don't want them to think, oh, what's he running for? No, you're running for U.S. Senate. And that's going to be a sea change. I mean, Montgomery to, you know, D.C., but there's a lot of application for what you've been fighting for the last several years, especially during the Biden years, to what you're going to be doing up there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's interesting. Two of my former colleagues are there now, Eric Schmidt from Missouri and Ashley Moody from Florida. And talking with both of them, they sort of shared that kind of the issues that we dealt with as Attorney General play very well into the things you have to do as United States Senator. So excited about that. But look, you know, I got 18 months still as Alabama's Attorney General, and we're going to continue to fight the fights. And by the way, bring on Colorado, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited about Space Command and the announcement yesterday that President Trump made. And it's not the first time, because we knew 2021 that we had met all the objective criteria. And look, let's tell Gavin Newsom to cry us a river when he wants to complain about what's done. But look, remarkable history for Huntsville, Alabama around the rocket systems themselves, going back to Von Braun. We have the wonderful spot for it at Redstone Arsenal, and excited about what Alabama's going to be able to do with Space Command landing here. So kudos to those that were involved in that. And if Colorado wants to challenge it, we're ready to be able to defend it.
Well, and that brings up a point. So Colorado's Attorney General actually posted that he would be challenging this legally, like taking it to court in some way, trying to enjoin the move, I guess, or have it reversed in some way. You had a quick response to that I saw on X, where basically you said, spoiler alert, we're going to win.
Yeah, bring it on. And look, I mean, this is, you know, just a testament, again, to how far the left will go. This was an objective, scored criteria that were used. Everybody knew what was going in. Five cities had an opportunity to compete in that final round, and Alabama won. And look, the fact that Colorado is complaining because they didn't get it, you know, I guess they can be upset about it, but they shouldn't be upset about the fact that Huntsville was selected, because they won in a fair fight. And again, the courts are not going to be the vehicle to decide it. President Trump did. They're excited about what we're going to be able to achieve.
Well, let me switch gears with you. Speaking of things that Trump has been working on, and you have certainly had a say in some things related to it, illegal immigration and illegal immigration detention, the alligator Alcatraz. I don't know if you've seen it, because the story broke, I think, just in the last 30 or 40 minutes. So you might not have even had a chance to see it since you're on the road. But apparently the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has granted DHS's motion to stay that preliminary injunction where they were trying to shut down alligator Alcatraz. So basically alligator Alcatraz is staying open during the pendency of the case. But you've just recently provided some
exciting news.
Yeah, that's really good. That's very new. But you just provided, I believe, a supportive brief or something in regards to that case, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. 22 states came together in that 11th Circuit decision you just talked about to be able to say, court, you need to grant the stay, because the district court's order was insane. And look, uniquely, particularly for where you're sitting, you know that in downtown Gadsden, we housed folks that were in the immigration system in a state facility funded by the county itself and met all the criteria. And yet we had a district judge in Florida that wanted to be able to say, oh, no, state of Florida, you can't stand up a detention facility like we had in Gadsden, because the federal government really has to operate it, and they didn't comply with a rule that only applies to the federal government in building structures on that land. I mean, it was just, again, this is a judge against what the Trump administration is trying to do, trying to find some small technicality to invalidate it. I'm glad to see that the 11th Circuit is weighed in now to be able to stay that order for that facility to stay in place, and I think that we'll ultimately win.
Well, I think we will too. And like you said, I was going to bring it up, and you did first, the fact that we had right here in what used to be my state Senate district, because I interacted on it multiple times as there were attempts by the left to shut it down or curtail the contract. But we had an amazing facility still there, going. But the ICE contract, I believe, is coming back or is already back in place, detaining hundreds of ICE detainees right here, as like you said, in a county-run, state-run facility in Gadsden, and yet they're saying alligator Alcatraz is somehow not going to. I think we ought to have one and call it the Bammer Slammer. That's what I want to call it.
Hey, we'll work on that in acronym. And I do know that, you know, that they're looking potentially for other spots to be able to do it. But, you know, my colleague in Florida had a lot to do with being able to defend what the governor there put together, and look, excited about the cooperation we see between states and federal authorities and being able to enforce and then detain those that violate our immigration laws.
Hey, can I ask you more of a question? We got about 2.5 minutes left here. You recently basically launched against TikTok, and I'm curious about that, because that was not on my radar. And people don't realize, I mean, a state attorney general can not just defend lawsuits, but can take action unilaterally on behalf of its citizens. What are you doing against TikTok? What's going on there?
Yeah, just, you know, the authority, look, think back to the opioid fight that we had, where we brought $750 million in the state of Alabama under the consumer protection arm of AGs. And this is one specific to TikTok relating to the impact of that app on the social, on kids and their mental health. I mean, there's studies are strong out there about the adverse impact that we're seeing as a result of the content that are being exposed to. Our complaint speaks to what young kids that are able to even avoid the age restrictions on there are seeing at early ages. And we think that there's more that needs to be done to protect our kids from improper content that's showing up on TikTok. And we're looking forward to that opportunity to present it. The case is being briefed right now, motions to dismiss. But we think we'll get past that and look forward to discovery. I think it's important for me to advance the issue of protecting children, just like we did around gender-affirming care.
Yeah.
And this is just another vehicle for us to do that.
Well, I mean, I applaud it. I think TikTok's a mess. I think, you know, while I understand there's a whole free speech argument there, this is not that. This is not it at all. This is where kids are being preyed upon. And by the way, Mr. Attorney General, one of my listeners just texted in and said, no, call it the Yellowhammer Slammer. So it's the Yellowhammer Slammer is the other option.
There we go. I'm gonna write that down. We'll trademark it just for your show.
Okay. Thank you much. Well, listen, I know you're out there doing the thing, but thank you for making time for us in the midst of your rounds. And we'll have you back on again sometime soon, Mr. Attorney General Steve Marshall.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. And like I said, he's running for the U.S. Senate. So he's one of the – we got a deep bench on that U.S. Senate race, man. I mean, between the Attorney General Steve Marshall, longtime conservative, like a true conservative, and then, oh, by the way, Congressman Barry Moore, longtime conservative, member of the Freedom Caucus, and then, oh, by the way, Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL who fights human trafficking. Good Lord. What a bench. I mean – I look around at some of the miscreants that run for office in other places, and I'm thinking, we got choices to make in Alabama,
like
right?
Jasmine Crockett and other folks, and we're like, that's the best you got. We got 10 people in Alabama that would probably destroy her in her race.
I'm saying, in every way possible.
Yeah.
All right, we're taking a break. We'll come right back. I'll get some text messages and move towards the bottom of the hour. At which point, we will have Butters and Lee, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.